ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Katz. Meseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Eliran Menachemov, Bizchus Shani Rachel Bas Orna, Yael Bas Orna, and Eliran Gavriel Ben Orna.
Sanhedrin Daf Tzadi. The Gemara on the bottom of Petesim Beis brings a brisa. Machlekes Reb Shimon and Rabbanan. What's it did by Novi Sheediach? What's it do with the Novi that convinces people to do Avodah Zarah? What's it do with Madiche Erani Dachas? What's it do with the people that convince the people near Erani Dachas to be Avodah Zarah? So the Tanakama holds that they're both Beskila, and Reb Shimon's Chaydek, Reb Shimon holds that they're both Becherek. And the Gemara explains that what's the Pshat in Reb Shimon? Why does Reb Shimon hold that they're Becherek? So the Gemara says that Reb Shimon holds that by Novi Sheediach, all it says in the Torah is Umesa Novi Ahu. And we know the klal that kol misa amur b'teres stam is any alachenek. Any misa that the Torah says stam is b'chenek. And therefore, Reb Shimon holds that a novi amediach has a did chenek. And then the Gemara says that has what's the svar of Reb Shimon amediach erani dachas. So the Gemara says that Reb Shimon holds you learn out from novi. Once we establish now that a novi shediach has a halacha of chenek, so we learn out amediach erani dachas from novi shediach. So the Gemara asks the kasha, why does Reb Shimon learn out Gzeir Shava Hadocha Hadocha from Novi Sheidiach? Why didn't he learn out from a Mesis, from a regular person that's Mesis people to do Avodah Zarah, which the halacha is over there Beskila? He should learn out Madichi Aridachas from there. And the Gemara answers that Mesis Rabbin, we learn out a Mesis Rabbin from Mesis Rabbin, but in Don and Mesis Rabbin, Mesis Yochid. The Gemara answers that the Svara is that's more mistaver to learn out from a Navi than to learn out from a regular Mesis, from a regular Hediot, because a Navi is a Mesis Rabbim, and Madichi Aridachas are also people that are big Mesis are Rabbim. So Mela, it's more mistaver to learn out. So the Shaila is that, L'chayro, what's the halacha of a Navi is Mesis a Yochid? A Navi comes to a Yochid, it tells him to be Avid Avedizar. So if you look at the Rabbam, in the beginning of Parakei of Avedizar, Parakei Halacha Aleph, the Rabbam is very clear that the Chiv it's not dafka to a rabbin. If a Navi is basis a yochid, if the Navi is matiach a yochid, he convinces a yochid to do Avodah Zarah, he's also chayiv misa. What does the Gemara mean over here? Basis, that a Navi has a din of a basis rabbin. So the Bidyud Shloiba, Talmud from the Pnei Yeshua, he says that the b'chubra of the Gemara over here is not that it's a din, the maisa that you need, that a Navi in order to be chayiv needs to be basis a rabbin. All the Gemara means is that if you look in the Pasuk, where the Pasuk Blade brings down the case of a Navi Amidiach, the Pasuk brings it down by Rabbim, but that's the normal case of a Navi. A Navi comes to say it a voice, says it to a Rabbim, and therefore the Torah is talking over there about a Rabbim. Not that it's Dafka a Rabbim, of course, Yechayiv Hu Adin on a Yachid, but in the Alfus of the Xerish Shava, says the Binyan Shleib, it's more Mistavra to learn out from a Pasuk, it's talking about being Mesis a Rabbim. But if you look at the Chazinish in Tzimuch Avdal and Ois Ches, the Chazinish says no. The Pasuk's talking about Dafka to Rabbim. The Gemara over here is before that the Chiyav of Navi Abediach is only the Rabbim. And like Reb Shimon, if a Navi is Abediach a Yochid, says the Chazanish, he wouldn't have a did of Yochid Navi Abediach. But says the Chazanish, a Navi that's Abediach a Yochid, in a Chanami doesn't have a did of Navi Abediach, but he'll have a regular did of a Mesis. That's a regular Mesis. Since he's not Nichal the Parsha of Navi Abediach, he'll automatically have the did of a regular Mesis. And it'll come out later of Shimon, not only won't he be Chayiv Chedek, but he'll be Chayiv Skilo, because he'll have a din of a regular Mesis. Says the Chazaydish, the Rambam, that seems to say that a Navi Shediach is even by a Yachid, that the Rambam doesn't mean that Yechayiv be din Navi Amediach. The Rambam is going like the Chachamim, we pass it like the Tarakama, that holds that Navi Amediach and Mesis have the same din. Navi Amediach has a din Skilo, Mesis has a din Skilo. So the Rambam says that a Navi Amediach, whether he's Mediach a Rabbim, so therefore he has a din of Navi Abediach at Chayiv Skilo, or he's Mediach a Yochid, that in a Chanabi doesn't have a din of Navi Abediach, but he has a regular din of a Mesis. And we'll see later on in the Shira that the Dasa Rabbim is that there's no difference between a Navi Abediach and a regular person that's Mesis, someone to be Ovid Avodah Zarah. So Mela says the Chazanish that in a Chanabi, the Gemara is a war that Navi Abediach is Dafka Barabbim, but the Rambam still paskins that Yechayiv Skilo be Yochid, because the Didan that we hold that both Navi Abediach is Chayiv Skilo and a Mesis is Chayiv Skilo, so there's no difference between Navi Abediach as a Rabbi and Navi Abediach as a Yochid. Just Navi Abediach as a Rabbi is Chayiv, we did the parsha of Navi Abediach. And Navi Abediach as a Yochid will be Chayiv, we did the parsha of regular basis, but the Didam are Shove and they're both Chayiv Skilo. The Gemara goes on, and the Gemara brings a memo for Rav Chisda, Rav Chista says that the whole machlekes of Shimon and the Rabbanon is only either by a iker haguf davidus kechavim and a kiyam mixes of bittul mixes davidus kechavim. That the parsha, in other words, the machlekes of Shimon and the Rabbanon, that there's a machlekes of Navi, what the oinish of Navi Mediach is only when the Navi is saying to go and be oiker davidus zara, both be iker kol haguf, he's saying to be oiker the whole din of davidus zara, or even by a kiyam mixes of bittul mixes davidus zara. Ashenkin says Rav Chista by oikra guf to shar mitzvah. If he comes, it says to be oikra the whole entire mitzvah. The halacha is divya kol b'chedek. It's a din of a davi sheker. It's chayiv chedek. And there's no machlokes of Shimon and the Rabbanon over there because the Rabbanon agreed. But he's not a navi amidiach. He only has a din is a regular davi sheker. And kiyam mixes a bittul mixes the shar mitzvah divya kol potter. And says Rav Chista if someone's b'kayim mixes a bittul mixes, if he says to only be mevatel mixes of the mitzvah, then everyone holds you potter and you're not chayiv at all. And Rav Nuna argues on Rav Chista. Rav Nuna says that even by a bittul of shar mitzvahs, as long as you're oikir kol haguf, you also have a din of navi abediach. And therefore, there's the machlekes of Shimon that are about if navi abediach has skilor chedek applies over there also. But I'll call part of both Rav Chista, both Rav Nuna say that a bittul mitzvahs of shar mitzvahs is potter. And Rashi explains the Ramasal divya kol potter. That you potter even from chedek, says Rashi. So over there, it's talking about a dover sholem, and you can't be chayiv on a mikzas. A mikzas, you're not chayiv. And we are your chayiv. Rashi just explains we are your chayiv. Rav Nuna. Rav Nuna holds that a bittul of a whole mitzvah has a din of davi abediach, and a bittul mikzas the shar mitzvah is potter. So says Rashi, the whole pasuk of davi hashaker is talking about a dvar reshus. A navi tells you to do something; it's not a mitzvah. It's not being tried to be oikar mitzvah. He said something sheker. He says a regular via sheker, a dvar reshus, not a big oikar mitzvah. That's where the parasha late Rav Nuna of Chedek is said. So the Ran is bedayik in Rashi. The Rashi is mashba that someone that's oikar a mikzas of a mitzvah is potter. It's mashba that he's potter, and it's mashba in Rashi. Even if he's ever saying sheker, even if it wasn't true that Hashem told him to be oikar the mikzas mitzvah, apple picking is potter. And the whole parasha of Navi Sheker is only talking about dvar reshus. But by Akiris Mitzvahs, you don't have the Chiyuv of Navi Sheker. And the Ran asks on Rashi, that Zehu Tema Gadol. This Rashi is very hard to understand. It's a big Tema. How is it Shayev to say that if someone lies and says something Dvarim Ba'alma, the halacha is that he has a din of Navi Sheker, but if he tells someone to be Oikar Mitzvah, even though he's lying, he never got the Nevuah from Hashem. We know that he didn't get the Nevuah from Hashem. Aval Pikein, he's Potter. Why would he be Potter? He's a Navi Sheker. He's a regular Navi Sheker. What's the difference if it's a Dvar Shus or a Dvar Mitzvah? And the Ran says, the Ran argues on Rashi, and he says it's not the Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara, when it says that you putter, the Gemara just means to say is that we don't know for sure that he's lying. It's possible that Hashem gave him a nevuah, because the klal is that a Navi is able to be Iker Mixas Mitzvah, the Tzarech Shah. So we don't know that it's a Nevi Sheker. When he's being Iker Kol HaGuf, he's saying that this mitzvah does not kaim in the Torah at all, so we know he's lying. So we could give him Misa Miyad. We could give him Chedek Miyad. Masha'ikin, a Navi that comes and says to be Mevatel Mikzas. So in a Chanami, it could be he's lying. If we find out that he's lying, then if we revire that he's lying, that in a Chanami, the halacha is that we give him Chedek. But if we'd have no, if we just hear him say this Devuah, then we could assume he's saying the truth. And we don't have to go and give him Misa. That's what it means, potter. And he brings a girsa in the Gemara that the lashon of Gemara, the girsa of the Rana in the Gemara is, he's potter ad the misyadaloch. He's potter until you know that he's saying sheker. When he's mevatel the whole mitzvah, he's chayiv miyad, because he's for sure saying sheker. Hashem gave bittul mitzvahs, which is not for sure they're saying sheker, you're only chayiv chenek ad the misyadaloch, until you know. So the Shaila is exactly how to explain Shitas Rashi. So the Sefer Bidyat Shloiba, he explains that in a Hanami, Rashi holds that even in the Dvar Rishus, if someone only says a miktsas, he doesn't say the whole dvar reshus. He only says over something without the pratim. He leaves out certain parts, and that would have a din of a miktsas dover. In a chlami, wouldn't be chayiv al navi sheker. A navi sheker has exeris akasov that it needs to be a dover, and it can't be a chatzi dover. It has to be a whole thing. And in a chlami, a dvar reshus would be the same thing. There's no difference. The Ran asks that what's the difference? Why by dvar reshus do we say he has a din of navi sheker when he's oikar miktsas of a mitzvah, even though he lied? He doesn't have a din of navi sheker. Says the bidyan shloimeh, no. In a chanami, by Dvar Rishus is the same cloud. Dvar Rishus also has to be a Dover Shalim. The problem with saying this is, the Deichik in saying this is that it's very, very hard to be Magdir, what exactly is called a Dover Shalim, what is called a Chati Dover and Dvar Rishus. If a Navi tells you to do something, a Navi says a story, what exactly is Kaveya, that this is only half the story, the whole story? It's a little hard to exactly be magda, what would be called in a mitzvah. It's very clear what's a chati, what's the chati, and what's the kol ha-mitzvah. Masha'enkin, in a dvar reshut, it's very hard to be magda, what's called a dover, and what's called a chati dover. So maybe we could be meisif onto the binyan shleima, the inachanami. By a dvar reshut, inachanami is a din that you need to call dover, but a dvar reshut, whatever the Navi says, that has a din of dover. That will be a dover. Whatever he says from the Rishos, whatever his devoir is, that is a whole full Shalom Dikah thing. If he didn't speak about other parts of it, that's not a chelik of the thing. Whatever he speaks about, that is the dover. Only by a mitzvah, where we have a kavua dikah mitzvah in the Torah, and he's coming to be oikar kavua dikah mitzvah, could we look at his devoir as a chati dover. He's only being oikar chati of the mitzvah, so it's only a chati dover. In a dvar Rishos, it could be in chanami, there's no difference between a dvar Rishos and a dvar mitzvah. Both of them, you need a full dover to be chayiv. Just by advar, just automatically, we're going to always look at it as a full dover. So, Rechian, if we could say such a svara, if this would be possible svara, maybe this would be miyashiv Rashi from the Kasha of the Ram. We have a machlekes in this Gemara, machlekes Rav Chista and Rav Nuna, whether or not someone that's oikir call a Navi that comes to tell people that they should be oikir a whole mitzvah, that Hashem said we're going to be oikir a whole mitzvah, is he bichal the parish of Navi Abediach, and he's chayiv skilu l'fida chachamim? Or does he have a din of a Navi Sheker, and even the Fila Chachamim also all he will get, all his onish will only be Chemek? Now the Gemara brings a kasha that Rav Nuna asked the Rav Chista that in the parsha of Madiach, of Navi Amediach, it says, L'lecha zu mitzis essay, ba zu mitzis lois essay. So we see that there's a rebound of mitzis essay in the parsha of Navi Amediach. Ask Rav Nuna, L'fi you Rav Chista, that you hold that the whole parsha is only talking about Avodah Zarah. Where is it Shaycha essay? There's no essay in Avodah Zarah. And the Rav Chista answers, no, that there is an essay in Avodah Zarah. There's a pasuk of Benitatzdem, pasuk of destroying Avodah Zarah. That's a mitzvah essay. And if a Navi comes along and he says that Hashem was mitzav him not to destroy the Avodah Zarah, the halacha is and that he'll be nichla on the parish of Navi Amediach. That's Rav Chista answered to Rav Duna's kasha on himself. So there's a chiddush over here in the sugya that benetatzdem, even though it's not Avodah Zarah mamish, still he has a din of Navi Amediach. He's not telling them to be Oved Avodah Zarah. He's just telling them to be Mevatel, Essay of Avodah Zarah. That would also be Nichlal in the parsha of Navi Amediach. Akaparam Lefir of Chista. The Ran over here brings that the Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchas Avodah Zarah and Perek Aleph, Perek Hey, Alocha Aleph, the Rambam establishes the din of Mesis Amediach. And he establishes that Navi Amediach, and he puts it together with a regular Hedin HaMesis. He says, both the Navi Amediach that convinces people to do Avodah Zarah, both the regular person that convinces a person to do Avodah Zarah, is Chayiv Skilo. And the Ram doesn't give any chiluk between the two. Asks the Ram that L'chayra, learning out Sugyo, L'chayra comes out this chalukim. He says, first of all, L'chayra, we pass him like a Rav Nuna. Because Abaye and Rava were chaylik in the machlekes Rav Chista and Rav Nuna. Abaye held like Rav Chista and Rava held like Rav Nuna. And the klal is that Abaye and Rava loch ka Rava. So we should pass it like Rav Nuna. And therefore, there's a very big difference between Navi Amediach and a regular mesis, and a regular person that convinces people to do Avodah Zarah. There's a difference that a Navi Amediach is chayiv, even if he convinces them to do other mitzvahs in the Torah, to be over at other mitzvahs in the Torah, as long as he's oikir kol agof. Masha ein kein, a regular mesis only chayiv on Avodah Zarah. It says the Ran that even the fear of Chista, you tell me that we don't hold like Rav Nuna, but even the fear of Chista is also an afkamino. In the parish of Navi Mediach was this chadish, a very big chiddush, that even Venitatzdem, even the essay of destroying of the Zara, also has a din of Amediach. Mashikin says the Ram by a Navi, by a regular Yochanan Mesis, or you're only going to be chayiv on a regular telling people to be Eved Avodah Zarah Mamish. So the Chayyar asked the Ran, how could the Rambam be mashveh on regular Mesis to a Navi Amediach if the Chayyar the Dinam are Chalok? So on the first kasha of the Ram that L'chayro, we pass it like Rav Nuna. The Radvaz already in L'shoynes HaRambam and Simen Mevav speaks out that since Rav and Abaye aren't having their own machlekes, they're only being chaylik in the machlekes of Rav Nuna and Rav Chista, therefore we don't have the klal of halacha to Rav in such a machlekes. It's only when they have their own machlekes, when they're arguing in a machlekes, that they're taking sides in a machlekes that there already was from Amoraim before them, we don't have the klal. And therefore, the Rambam paskid like Rav Chista, not like Rav Nuna, but Rav Chista was Rabbi to Rav Nuna. Since Rav Chista was Rabbi to Rav Nuna, therefore the Rambam paskid like Rav Chista, even though Rav holds like Rav Nuna. Now in the second kasha of the Ram, and the Radvaz writes that he holds that the Rambam is more mistaver than the Ram. He holds that the Rambam holds that a Hedira Mesis also is going to be Chayiv on Benitatzdem.
The Ran assumes that the chiddush of Netatzim is only a chiddush in the parish of Navi Amediach. Says the Radvaz that the same way the Chacham hold that you learn out Navi Amediach to be chayiv skila, even though we said Reb Shimon holds you chayiv chenek. All it says is biso. How do you know you chayiv skila?
Teretz is that you learn it out from Mesis. So says the Radvaz, who adin,
we're going to learn out from Navi Amediach, the Chiddush that was a Schadish in the parish of Navi Amediach, that Yechayiv, even on the essay of Menitatzdem, we're going to learn that out to Yachid also, and in a Chanami, a regular Yachid, a regular Mesis, is also Chayiv on the essay of Menitatzdem. And he says, that's more Bistar than the Ran. To say that the Tzcholok is more Shver, Pashtus is not like that. Pashtus will be like the Rambam, says the Radvaz, that both of them have the same halacha, that they're both chayiv on a docha, if they convince someone to go be over the Isra Militats them, both the Yochid and both the Navi is going to be chayiv. Now, the problem with the Teretz of the Radvaz is that we don't find anywhere in the Rambam that the Rambam should bring down such a din. If it's true that the Rambam holds that there's a chiddush din of Venitats them, and he holds not only that, he holds uhadim by a yachid, why did the Rambam bring this anyway? We don't find anywhere that the Rambam brings this halacha that someone that's mediach, the chiddush, like Zeris HaKosov, that Rav Chista learns up in a pasuk over here in our sugya, why did the Rambam bring down this chiddush that someone that convinces someone to be over on Venitats them has a din of a mediach, has a din of a mesis, and he's chayiv skila? So there's another mahalach over here in the Rambam from the Aruch Lener. Before we say the Teretz, it's we makdim them a different kash on the Rambam. There's another kash on the Rambam in Perek Tes, Melchus Yisaydi HaTorah, Rambam Perek Tes, Alocha Hey, the Rambam brings down that someone that tells someone else to be Oyvid Avedizara, a Navi that comes, the Rambam over there is explaining the Alochas of when we know a Navi's Emes, or when we know a Navi's Sheker. And the Rambam says that a Navi that comes and says to be Oyvid Avedizara, even just for one day, he's not being Oyvid Avedizara. He's already a other mitzvah, we would listen to him. If he would tell us to be over a different mitzvah, he says, just for today, Hashem set a special tzivi to be over this and this Aveira, we would listen to him. But says the Rambam by Avodah Zarah, the Rambam Perek Tes Halacha Hey, speaks out that by Avodah Zarah, it's not like that. If someone comes and he says, Shashem tzivo, Shetabed Avodah Zarah, Yoyim Bilvad, Oy Bishazu Bilvad, or he's a Dibur Sarah Hashem. And he says that's what the pasuk is talking about in the parasha of Navi Amediach. He says that we shouldn't listen to him, even if he brings the ayis and a maifis. Ki dibur sarah l'Hashem l'keicha. And the Rambam explains right that bala hachish nu osish on Moshe. He's coming to be machish and avuah Moshe. Lofikach neide bevadai shu Navi sheker. Chol she also all his ayisis and maifis that he did is belot to bekishif. Must be he did it bekishif. Be a chanik. And the Rambam says, and therefore we should give him chanik. Ask the Lachamishtam Perak Tesalach Aleph, why is the Ram saying Viachonik? This is a classical case of a Navi Amediach, like the Gemara says beforeish, that a Navi Amediach is not only Chayiv when he's being Oiker Kolak of Avodah Zarah, even if he's only Oiker Mikzas of Avodah Zarah, the Lacha is that he gets Skila Bidin, a Navi Amediach. We pass him like the Chachamim, that a Navi Amediach gets Skila. Why does the Ram over here say Viachonik? So a lot of Achronim answer, Iker the Makabas HaMishnah establishes this Yisoid. This teretz that the Rambam in Perek Tes and Hilchos Yisaydei Torah is not coming to explain the halachas of Navi Amediach. The Rambam is coming to explain where we know when a Navi is emes, when a Navi is saying sheker. That's what the Rambam is coming to explain over here in this Perek. He said the Rambam is not talking about a case where a Navi was being mediach, where a Navi was convincing someone to do the Oyvid Avodah Zarah. He says if you look in where the Rambam does bring down the halacha of Mesis and Mediach, the Rambam in Perek Hey, Hilchos Avodah Zarah, the Rambam in Halacha Gimel there explains that in order to be a Mesis, in order to be a Mediach, there's certain klolim. You can't just go and tell someone to be Oyvid Avodah Zarah. That doesn't make you a Mediach. The Rambam explains that you have to come and the person has to answer you back. That how could that be? How could you be telling me to be Oyvid Avodah Zarah? How could we leave Hashem? Heich Daniach as Hashem Aleikenu. The Navi is Eitzim V'Savonim. And the Rambam says that only then, if the Navi or the Mesis answers back and he says, no, Kachi Chevaseinu V'Kach Yofalonu, only then does he have a din of a Mesis HaMediach. But says the Bakavis HaMishnah, that's not what the Rambam is discussing here. The Rambam is not talking about a case where a person is being Mesis HaMediach. He's just discussing what's the din with this Navius. We're talking about he wasn't Mesis HaMediach, people. He just told him to be Ovid. That's not enough to be a Mesis HaMediach. And if you look at the Chazayin Ish, the Chazayin Ish adds that if you look at the Chazon Ish in Perek Chaf Dal, Oy Zayin adds, if you look at the Lashon HaRam is All the Navi says shetivo shetavet avodah zarah. He's not says the Chazanish. The Rambam doesn't even mean that he's telling that other people should be avodah zarah. He's saying in a nevuah that he should be avodah zarah. He's not trying to get other people to be avodah zarah. And therefore, the Rambam over here is not talking about a meisis and a medeach. He's just talking about a Navi that said sheker. A Navi that said Hashem should be avodah. Hashem said to be avodah zarah, which we know is not true. Like the parsha of Navi and medeach speaks out that there's no such thing as Hashem giving a nevuah to be avodah zarah. And therefore, says the Makabes Mishnah. Therefore, the halacha is that he only gets chen. What comes out from the Nakuda that Makabes Mishnah is bringing out, that there's two Chalakim in the parasha of Navi Abediach. There's two Nakudas that the Torah is bringing out. This, first of all, the Etzem Halacha, the Etzem Chiddush of Navi Abediach, a Navi that convinces other people to be Avid Abedizara, and that the Ram discusses later on in Parak Hei Melchus Abedizara, that it's Halacha, the Chum, we pass him like a Chum that you get Skiva. And besides for that, there's another din underlying over there, that the Pasuk over there is being Kaveya, is establishing which Nevius could be possibly Emes and which Nevius we know for sure is Sheker. And that has nothing to do with Navi Amedeach. It's before that someone that, it's before in the Pasuk there that Hashem never will tell a Navi to be Eved Avodah Zarah. And Hashem will never be Mishana the Torah that you can't be Eker a Mitzvah. You can't come along and say that there's no such Mitzvah anymore. These things are before in the parsha of Navi Amedeach, even though Lav Dafka, every time that a Navi says that, will he be Amedeach? Amedeach has certainly called him, but besides for the Etzem Pchiyu, for Navi Amedeach, it's also before in the parsha that there are certain things that are Nevi'ah Sheker, these things we know for sure, Hashem, Dibur Sarah Hashem. It's not true what he's saying over, B'Shem Hashem. And therefore says the Aruch Laner that this Gemara over here about when it tats them is not coming to say that someone that's mediach on the esim that tats them is chayiv skiva, that he has a din of Navi Amediach. He says that that's poshit, that a mesis of the Rambam held that a mesis of mediach is only someone that comes and tries to get other people to be over avodah zarah. To try to get people not to do esim when he tats them, that's not nichal mediach. It's just nichal in the chelik of the parasha, says the Aruch Laner, that if you go and try to be oiker, the essay of any tatzdem, then we know you're an Avi Sheker, and that chelik of Dibur Sorah Hashem, that we know, that someone, that just like we know, that if someone says to be oiker of a Zara, the halach is that we know that he's saying Sheker, is who Adin when he's being oiker, says the Aruch Laner, the whole essay of any tatzdem, then also we know he's saying Sheker.
The kasha of Rav Nuna and Rav Chisda was just that if Rav Chisda learned that the whole pasuk is talking about Avi Zara,
how is it possible, Bechlal, that we should be talking about another essay? We're talking about Avodah Zarah. Fear of Nuna, that we're talking about other mitzvahs, so it's possible to have also an essay in this parsha. But if we're only talking about Avodah Zarah, how does it, Bechlal, come in an essay? On that answers of Chista, they could come in because there are essays that are shaykh to Avodah Zarah. But in a Chanami, they don't have the din of Avodah Zarah, legabi, the din of Navi Amediach. And who they don't have the din of Avodah Zarah that you can't be oiker mitzvahs of it. They only, just nichal in the parasha that the Huad Din, just like every essay in the Torah, the halach is we know for sure you're lying. So Huad Din, the pasuk speaking out over here, that the essay many tats them, the essays, the halach is, that we know for sure if you're being oiker the whole essay that you're lying. But there's no chiddush din bechlal over here. This is the pashta halacha of every single mitzvah that when you oiker kol hagufa mitzvah, we know for sure that you're lying. And therefore says the Aruch Laner that the Rambam didn't need to bring this in Sefer Yad HaChazakah, but says no chiddush din, the Rambam already brings. That if someone comes along and says that you can't to be oiker a mitzvah, to be oiker a mitzvah, we know for sure he's lying. And that's all that Rav Chisda is learning up in the pasuk here. Rav Chisda was just learning up that the pasuk is speaking out over here also that if you oiker kol gufa mitzvah, we know also that you're deeper sara Hashem, just like by Avodah Zarah, when you oiker mitzvah Avodah Zarah. Little doichik, little chayr, if it's nichal on the parasha, it should also have all the dinim of the parasha of Navi Mediach. But that's what the Aruch Laner is saying, mikoyach, the hashmata, for the fact that the Rambam didn't bring down this halacha. The Gemara goes on, Amar Ravo, Amar Rav Yechanan, B'cholom Yemelcha Navi Avar al Devei Torah Shmalai, any mitzvah that the Navi says to be Avar al Devei Torah Shmalai, Chutz V'Avodes Kechavim, besides V'Avodes Kechavim, and L'chay Rav Yechanan is talking about a case where you're being only Eiker Mixes HaMitzvah, you're not being Eiker Kol HaMitzvah, and then there's a difference between all the mitzvah but the Zara, Shafilu Mamel Chacham V'Em Tzarekiah Al Tishmalai, even if he holds up the sun in the Rekiah, he makes such a big Eif, such a big Mifes, Apple Piggy, you shouldn't listen to him. So Rabbi Yechiel is mechadish halacha that is a din that you could listen to a Navi even though he's being oiker at Advar Torah. Rashi explains it's only Kohen Elyo Bar Carmel where there's a Tekonos Hashah, like the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Tzadi speaks out, only if there's a Tekonos Hashah then we could listen to this Navi. So Rabbi Moshe and Igris Moshe and Aruch Chaim Chedek Gimel Simon Ayin Ches, he's Bedayik in the Lashon HaRambam. The Rambam, when he brings down this halacha in Perek Tes Hilchos Yisrei Torah halacha Gibel, the Rambam says, "V'chein im yoimelach lanu a navi, shenoyda lanu shu navi, lavra achz kol mitzvah mitzvah Torah." then the Rambam says that there's certain cases where you can listen to him. But the Rambam adds, Shenoy delonu shu navi. Says Rav Moshe, what does the Rambam mean to add? Of course, if we don't know he's a navi, we wouldn't listen to him. It's only if someone that we know he's a navi. What does it mean, Shenoy delonu shu navi? So Rav Moshe says that there are two ways, and we learned on the Petesim and Beis, that there are two ways for us to know that someone's a navi. Either because he gave us a Oyser on Maifis, or because he's Muchzik lonu shu navi. Says Rav Moshe that L'chayr, the Mechuvin of the extra words over here in the Rambam, Shenoy delonu shu navi, is that the Rambam is coming to say it has to be someone that we know is a navi. It's not enough just to Oyser on Maifis. You have to know that he has to be Muchzik in the Vias in order for us to listen to a navi, that to be over a mitzvah in the Torah in a chanami, when to do it varish shus, that we're mukhiv to listen to, even if it brings to Eisfa Amayfis. But to listen to someone to be over on Divrei Torah, then you need to know, Shenoy delonu shu navi, has to be mukhsik ben avias. Now, if you look at the Kesef Bishta, on this Rambam is not mashed like that. The Kesef Bishta says, Hu adin varish shus. It's mashed, but there's no difference between the var mitzvah and varish shus. But Ayin Shom in the Tshuva Ramesha, he explains the Divrei Kesef Bishta that it should stim with what he's saying. That the Kesef Bishta could also hold like what he's saying, like what he's being medayik in the Rambam. And Rav Moshe explains the din that Oysu Maifis, even though the Rambam says that when we have a Navi, it's like Edim, even though he might be lying, he says the Rambam is like Edim and Mukhiv to listen to who Adin a Navi. Says Rav Moshe, doesn't mean two Edim, he means like one Ed. It's not 100% Boris, says Rav Moshe. So therefore, if someone only brings Oysu Maifis, so for Advarishus, so Mukhiv to assume what he's saying is true, but once he's going against the Torah, then says Rav Moshe, it's not enough just to Eisu Maifis, just the Chazaka, just what we're assuming is like an aid. That's not enough to be Eivan Devei Torah, and then we need to have Muchzik. Now the Pri Chadosh over here on this Rambam and Perek Tes and Halacha Dalid, he also discusses this nice, and he's Bedayik and a Rashi Bayos. He says that if you look in Rashi over here on the Avtzadi, Rashi says that Yom Elcha Nabi HaMuchzik. Rashi adds in a word, HaMuchzik, says the Pri Chadosh, that it's Mashban Rashi, that you need, like Rav Moshe is saying, you need Dafka Muchzik. If someone's not a Muchzik, you wouldn't be able to listen to him. But the Pri Chadosh says very interestingly, then the Rambam, it's Mashban, not like that. The Pri Chadosh argues with Rav Moshe in how to read the Rambam. And Pri Chadosh says that if the Rambam would hold like Rashi, that you need a Muchzik, the Rambam would say, you need a Muchzik. The Rambam, for the fact that the Rambam just says Shenoy delonu shu navi, that means anyway we know. Who did I assume my fist? He argues with Rav Moshe that he doesn't feel that the fact that the Rambam spoke out Shenoy delonu shu navi, it means anything more than knowing him anyway, both with Eisu Maifis and both with Muchzik. And if you look further on in the Pri Chadosh says later on that he holds that even in Rashi, he says L'chayra, it's very, he says after the Ian, it's very hard to understand that there should be any difference, and therefore he says that even Rashi that wrote Muchzik is Lavdafka, who had an Eisu Maifis, and therefore his Vaskana is not like what Ramesh assumes in the Rambam. He assumes that both Rashi and both the Rambam both hold that it's enough Eisu Maifis and Muchzik Lanoshu Navi. And L'chayra, if you look back at the Petesa Beis at Tosis, at the beginning of Tosis, the Ramasal Yo Bar Karmel, but also a little mashblank to Pri Chadosh, because Ramesh, the Tosis speaks out that Elio was Vistabe, and that's the Raya that Muchzik works. Taisa speaks out, Afal Gab lo Yov Ois, even though he didn't bring Ois, Afal Pikin, we listened to him. Now, if Ramesh would be right that Ois doesn't help to be Oyval Devei Torah, then Taisa would have to speak out, Afal Gab lo Yov Ois, because Ois is not Ma'al Omer the Gabi to listen to go against the Torah. It would be Muchrach if there's a new Dira Muchzik, because Ois wouldn't be Maspik. Therefore, the Pashtis, not Muchrach, but Akapodim, the Pashtis Loshana Taisa will be Mashma. Also like the Pri Chadosh, that you don't need a Muchzik to be Oyval Devei Torah, that Oysu Maifis is enough to listen to a Navi to be Oyval Devei Torah. Now the Mishnah brings down an interesting halacha, a halacha that would be more to get to Bacchus, to the Din of Edom Zayvbe, that the bar brings down that Zayvbe Baskayinu Bayala, this special chiddush that a Baskayin gets Sreifa, that's only on the Baskayin herself, the Bayal, the person that's Bayal the Baskayin,
and the Zayimim, they don't get the Misa of the Bas Koyin. They get a different Misa, they get the Misa, a Misa of Chanek.
There's a Machaikis Rishonim, famous Machaikis Rishonim, Tesis adapted an Alpha and Beis, Tesis as a Kasha, that the Gemara and Alpha and Alpha brings a different Drasha. In our Gemara, we bring a Drasha, the Ochiv Loy La Chaysiv. It's Isa Loy La Chaysiv, the Ochiv, that we only do Azama to the Ochiv, and not La Chaysiv, not to the Misa, that the special type of Misa that a Bas Koyin, that a Chayse gets. We only do the regular Misa of the Ochiv, the regular Misa of Chenek. As Tosfos, that the Gemara brings a different drasha, the Gemara Daftan Aleph brings a drasha of He Bistreifa, V'loi Zevimel. Just like the Gemara Darsh is He Bistreifa, V'loi Boyala Bistreifa. The Gemara Daftan Aleph brings a drasha, He Bistreifa, V'lein Zevimel Bistreifa. So as Tosfos, why do we need two drashas? So Tosfos answers that if it would only say He, that we would use it only for the Boyal, we wouldn't know to also be Mamaya Inim Zevimel. And Taisa says that if it only say the achav loy la'achayse, I would say that only when also the boil is chayim misa, when they're also coming to be chayim misa the boil, then we say they get chenek and not skila. But let's say they're only coming to be chayim misa the bas kohen, not the boil. For example, the boil's not here, or the boil was pachas bar mitzvah, it was ben teisha only, or maybe the boil, they were master of the boil, for whatever reason the boil's not getting misa, then says Taisa, we would have a havamina that you would give them straight for. That's what the special pasuk of he is coming to add, that once we establish the din of the achav al achaisai, then we could use he to be mayit, that even when you're only being mechayev the isha afal pikein, you only get chedek. So it's before a taisis, and that's taisis and makas that pays also. It's before over there that taisis shita is that a bas kayin, that someone that's made it only on a bas kayin, they get the afal pikein, don't get straight for, they get chedek. Now the taisis yaltif in our mishnah over here is bedaik in the Rambam and Hilchos Eidos Parak Chaf Halacha Yud, that the Ram, the way the Ram brings down the halacha, it's very clear that the Ram is talking about only a case where the boil is also chayim misa, and a case where the boil wouldn't be chayim misa. The Rambam is mashma that in a chanami, then you would get sreifa. The whole din that you don't get sreifa, says the Tosis Yontif, it's mashma and the Ram only when they're both chayiv. When they're both chayiv, when the isha's chayiv sreifa was mechuyiv sreifa, they would be mechayiv the isha sreifa, they would be mechayiv the boil chenek, then we choose the chenek over the sreifa. But when it's only sreifa here, when they only be mechayiv the bas kayin, then says the Tosis Yontif, it's beduyik in the Rambam that you wouldn't give the zaymim chenek, and they would get sreifa like the bas kayin. Now, both of these shittas is a little kashi and avana. Both of them there's a kashid svara. That Chayyar Chita's Taisis that holds a Yechayiv Chedek, even though you only be Mechayiv the Elis, the Baskayid Sreifa. So it's a little hard to understand. We know the Din of Kasha Zom means you get the Einish of the person that you try to be Mechayiv Einish. Where does Chenek come in over here? They were trying to be Mechayiv Sreifa. How could they be Chayiv Chenek? How would this work out with the din of Kasha Zom? We have to say it's Xerus HaKasa, but it's hard to understand in Das Taisis. And in the Das Rambam, there's also a problem. Later Rambam, it's very hard to understand. If they would only be mechayiv for sreifa, they would get sreifa. So if they come in and they say they're mechayiv the bas kayin sreifa, the halach is they get sreifa for their azama, for their zmama. If we find that they zayim lechayiv sreifa, for the fact they also will go and they went and be mechayiv misa the baal, they become potter from sreifa, they only be chayiv chenek. It's also a little hard to understand. So both of these shita is a little hard and avonah to understand. You have to say it's exeris akasev. Tzarechi and both the Tais and the Rambam had to understand this halach. Now, in Das Rashi, there's the shaila exactly what Rashi holds. And the Ritva and Makis that Beis is Bedaik and Rashi that Beis, that Rashi holds, Kishitas HaRambam, that's only when the boil is also Chayib Rashi's Mashma, only since we're giving them Chenek with the Misa boil, that's when the Potter from Sreifa, it's Mashma and Rashi, that if they wouldn't be Mechayib the boil, in a Chanami, they would be Chayib Sreifa, they would be Chayib Sreifa, Kedas HaRambam, and not like Das Tosfos. And the Taisis Yotav is Bedaik and Rashi by us also. Rashi's Lashon, the last Rashi, the Perek Rashi says, L'ochav lo'y l'achaysay, kol heicha de beidusa mechayavim ish v'isha, v'diram chalok yocha lo'y hokshu. It's Mashman Rashi only when they're also being mechayav the ish. Now the pickbook on this, the Mokum where we see possibly in Rashi not like this, is as follows. Both the Ritva Makis HaBeis and the Tosfos Yontif over here by us are both Bibdaik and the Lashon HaMishnah. The Lashon HaMishnah is a little hard to read. The Mishnah says that all kolam zomim makdimin lo yisam misa chutz vizomim baskoyen ubayala. Why did the Mishnah add in the word ubayala? The Mishnah should just say chutz vizomim baskoyen. It's mashman. The Mishnah says the Tosfos Yontif says the Ritva like the Shitas HaRambam, that the only time that you don't get the zmama of the baskoyen, the only time you don't get sreifa is when they're being zomim the baskoyen ubayala. But the fact that added the extra word bayala says the Ritva, says the Tosfos Yontif, it's mashma kishitas HaRambam. Esther Rishash, that if you look in Rashi, the Rimasru bayala over here, Rashi comes to explain this problem. Rashi says, Kaloimar, a different pshat than the Ritva and the Tosfos Yontif seem to learn. Rashi says, Kaloimar, the Mishnah means to say is V'chola bayalim, the doyanim kemises anavel, chutzit bayal bas kayin. The Mishnah is very makatsa. The Mishnah means to say as follows, that just there's a klal that all mazimin are makdim leis a mitzvah chutz v'zayim bas koyin, and who adin the Mishnah means to say there's a klal that all boyalim have the same misa as the nevelas chutz from the boyal of a bas koyin. So Rashi learned a whole different pshat in the Mishnah than the Ritva and the Tosfos Yontif. Had Rashi held like the Rambam, why didn't Rashi learn the pshat of the Tosfos Yontif and the Ritva? It's a very nice pshat, the Rambam's pshat in the Mishnah. But the fact that Rashi had to learn a different pshat would be mashman. Rashi says the Rishash that Rashi held Kedas HaTaisvis. And therefore, he could have learned the Mishnah like the Taisis Yantav and the Ritva want to learn in the Dasa Rambam. So therefore, says the Rishash, that L'choy would be Mashma, not like the Taisis Yantav assumes, and Rashi holds like Dasa Taisvis. And the Rashi later on, he says, not so Mukhruch like the Taisis Yantav. And therefore, he wants to assume that Rashi holds not like the
Rambam, but like Taisvis. And so it comes out that we have Machlekes. We have a Machlekes Rishayim. What's the Halacha when only the Bas Kain becomes has Hazaba? Do we say that the Edim still have the Biyat and the Edim still get only Chenek, or in that case it gets straight for the Rambam Bashba Taisiyotis Bedayik, and the Rambam that the Halacha would be in this case you would get straight for Taisvis after Al for Taisvis Bak is clearly Chaylik, and Das Rashi we have the Ritva and the Taisiyotis that seem to assume that Rashi holds like the Rambam, not like Taisvis, that the Gmir is only in a case where the Baal is getting Chenek. And the Rishash says that no, that Rashi seems to be saying not like that. Rashi seems to hold like Taisvis that you get B'chol Eifin, the Zaymim only get Chenek.
Mishnah Kol Yisrael Yesh Lam Chelek La'olam Haba. As the Shaila is, what's the Hemshach to the Prakim HaKoidmin? As is a Shinui in the Rishayim. Rashi, in the first Rashi in the Mishnah, Rashi says that being that we just saw mefarish the Arba Misais, which are Chetim Chamurim, that have an Oynish Chomer, as we're Mamshich and we're mefarish, there's another level of Chomer, the Chomer of Chatayim, She'en Lehem Chelek L'Olam Haba. If you look in the Shari Tshuva, in Shari Gimel, he goes, Kefi the Chomer Achet, Lavim, Krisos, Mises Bezdin, and afterwards he brings down Einlam Chelek Loilam Haba. That's Kilo the Mishnah, is Kilo Mara'as, the Madregas of the Choymim Achatayim. Of Lafi Rashi, the Kehemshech to the Perik HaKoidim, is the Chelek of the Mishnah of Einlam Chelek Loilam Haba. Rather, once he said Einlam Chelek Loilam Haba, we spoke out that Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelek Loilam Haba, Chutz Me Anoshim Ha'elu. In the Rambam, in Tshuva Perigimel, in the Pirush Mishnayos, in the Miri, they say a different pshat. They say the Hemshech of the Perik HaKoidim is the Perik HaGoyim spoke about people that were Rishayim, that did Chatayim. As the final Perik is coming to say that even though there are people that do Chatayim and they get Einshim, the different Einshim that we saw, Malkus, Mrs. Bezdin, Vechule, but Yeshlam Chelek Loilam Haba, the Mishnah is coming to say Yeshlam Chelek Loilam Haba. And I feel on the last prakim that we had people she anidim b'mises bezdin, so the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos and the Miri. I feel uachi Yeshlam Chelek Loilam Haba kimuvan. If they're not from the Elu, she'enlam Chelek Loilam Haba. The Rambam is madgish that the Chelek of them are. Now if you have desire, it's Mrs. Bezdin and einlam Chelek Loilam Haba. But if they're not from Elu, she'enlam chelek loilam haba, even if you do a chet, she'ish boy, chiyav mises best, and still, yeshlam chelek loilam haba. As the fiza that gosha the tan is the beginning of the Mishnah. That av, al pi that you did a chet, she'ish boy, the ones chomed the ga'inish, afilu hachi, it's still possible. Still, yeshlam chelek loilam haba. As the one had Gosha Lefizev, Kol Yisrael is even a Russia, even a Choyte, but it's still possible, Sheyesh Lam Chelek Lo'elam Hava. Another had Gosha, this is not, that's Lefi the Rambam. You could point out another had Gosha in the Mishnah, that it's coming to be Madyash, there shouldn't be anyone that should think he's Mufka from Olam Hava. Every Yid, Yesh Lam Chelek Lo'elam Hava. Nira, you could be mazbe the Mishnah with the aside of the Mesilas Yisharim in Perik Aleph, the beginning of the Mesilas Yisharim, which the Magiyam HaMetzayin, the mocker of the Mesilas Yisharim, is a lashon of an Arizal, in case of Arizal. Yedua Ramchal was a great Samakubal. A lot of his stuff, the Makairis, are coming from Sifrei Kabbalah. As the Magiyam bring down, the mocker is an Ari, that Adam Nivra Lesanigel Hashem. Dekabriyas Adam is to be Zeichel La'olam Hava. And why did Hashem create people? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a mative. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be Zeichel La'olam Hava. וזה וזה לפי למסיר ששם לריסל, אז דוגי שמק הפשר in the Mishnah, כל יסול יש להם חלק לא אלם הבא, it's not just it happens to be that way. הרי the עיקר בריאה of a person is כדי לסקויס לא אלם הבא. השם הוא בריא a person כדי לשבי זכה לסחר of אלם הבא. אז כל יסול יש להם חלק לא אלם הבא. It's the בריאה of Yisrael. The Bri of Goyim and the rest of the world, Kiyadu is Lashamish as Yisrael, like the Rambam is Mayrich. But the Iker Bria is Klal Yisrael, and the Bria of Adam of Klal Yisrael was Nivre, Kidei, Liskais Loilam Haba. As thus is the Adgosh of the Mishnah, Kol Yisrael Bet Mitzad Etzim Briusa, Hashem was Bariim, Likonis Loilam Haba. That's what we were Nivre for, the Filim Yisrael Sesharim. That's the Adgosh of the Mishnah, Kol Yisrael. No one should ever think, it's not possible for me, I don't have the Netiris Alev, I don't have the Kliches, I have such Shverim Atzavim, it's not possible. No, everyone should know, every Yid could be Zeicha L'Olam Haba. As Kol Yisrael, Yesh Lam Chelek L'Olam Haba. As there's a Masha that Medayik Loshen Yesh Lam Chelek. It doesn't say Yesh Lam Olam Haba. What's mean Chelik Olam Haba? Pesach the Marsha Diik. It's Mashma Chalokim VeChalokim Yesh. It's not the word Olam Haba is. You get into this fancy hotel and everyone stays in the same room. Pachas Yaser. No, Madregas and Madregas Yesh Olam Haba. The people that have a small Chelik Olam Haba and the people that have a big Chelik Olam Haba. People that live in small houses, the people that live in mansions, the people is chalakim v'chalakim to the yoifi and to the tanugim type. And houses is just a mashal bi'alma. The tanugi ruchni are me'alu me'eva to all the mshalim gashmi. But yesh lam chelik means that they'll have something. But she'teid lecha, what chelik will be talik if you have avodah sa'adam. Ain't a daima mishalaymed. One mesechta, the someone who's limit two mesechta, the someone who limit four mesechtas, any daimim misha choyze kama pamim, someone who's choyze more pamim. Olam haba is madregas to madregas. As does that the masha is the remez of yeshlem chelek la olam haba. In the nefesh achayim in shar aleph perik yud beis, also in ruach chayim perik aleph mishnah aleph. Speaks out at Davar Adoimer, but he comes from a different point in the Mishnah. He's Medayik, the Lashon of the Mishnah, Yesh Lam Chelek Le'olam Haba. It should have said Be'olam Haba. If Olam Haba is a world that's already created, already existing, and just the Shaila is if we're going to have the schus to get an entry card to get in there, as it should have said Yesh Lam Chelek Be'olam Haba, that's pre-existing. What's the Lashon Le'olam Haba? Zog the Nefesh HaChaim of Yez Meramez Remez Godal. That Olam Haba is Nivre when you do the mitzvah. That's the Oymik of the Pshat. He brings a Gemara that says that Rishayim Mamikim Lahem Gehenim. They make Gehenim deeper with their Averis. The Averis themselves create the Gehenim. It's a Ruchniyistik. When you do an Averis, it creates a Ruchniyistik of Mitzias, which is Ma'anish a person in Gehenim. And who Adin Lehepach, when a person does a mitzvah, it creates a Ruch Nizdika Mitzias, and that Ruch Nizdika Mitzias goes to his Olam Haba, and that's his Olam Haba. As a Bezei Zogti Nefesh Achayim, Rav Chaim Volozhiner, that Be'etzem, when a person is doing a mitzvah, every mitzvah is creating the Olam Haba, and making the Olam Haba much, much more. As that's the diak of the Mishnah of Le'olam Haba. As Lefize, it's not the word that you could have understood Kipshutai. The Shlach Kaddish is Marich in this Yisrael also, and he speaks out on the Mishnah in Avis, Chai Mitzvah, Mitzvah. And he says there's a oimik in Schar Mitzvah Mitzvah that the mitzvah itself is your Schar. And I know the mitzvah has two looks to it. When you put on tefillin, there's the Gashmizdika look. You're wearing boxes that have parshias in it. And in the Ruchnias, when it comes to Olam Haba, it's Mishlavish Surah Cheres. And which is the tainuk she'ein kamayu, gives a person a gavaldiga tainuk. Fizeh, Moshe was masbir this yisayid of the shloh. The idea of olam haba is you're reliving what you did in this world. Dahainu, you mamish relive life, just you live it in its tzura acha, you live it, relive it in its ruchnis de getzura. And in its ruchnis de getzura, it's a tainik she'ein kamayu. As lefiza, it's nocha oimik in mida kenegen mida. The mida kenegen mida schar is because the schar is the etz a mitzvah, so male it's mida kenegen mida. And it's also an oimik in why is it that a person who does more mitzvahs gets more olam haba? Hare olam haba is a great place you get in. It's gevaldik. No, because every person is creating the olam haba. As the whole existence of olam haba is kifi, the mitzvahs that a person does. As memela, somebody who does 50 mitzvahs, his olam haba is different than somebody who does 25 mitzvahs because he created it, a higher level of olam haba. Because every mitzvah creates the olam haba and enhances the olam haba. Now, there are makairis, the Rambam speaks out, there are makairis that chutz in the olam haba, the etzim schar of the mitzvah, there's a gather of oitzim matnas chinam that's husker in the medrash that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is meitiv libri yosav. As it could be, there's another level of schar, Rav Aaron learns, of brings rayas, that there's another level of schar that Hashem gives matanos to. Of the ikas schar is the etzem mitzvah. As I would say, bein the marsha, bein the nefesh ha-chaim are both being madgish. So you shouldn't learn the Mishnah, kol yisrael yesh lam chelek lo'olam haba, everyone's the same. No, Avada, like the Mashal's Medayik, the word Chelek, Chalokim, V'chalokim Yesh, and the Nefesh HaChayim Fatifs, and it's Maimik, Kedarko B'Kodesh, and explains because every mitzvah is being Maimik to Olam Haba. As Madregis, U'Madregis Yesh. We should remember the words of the Mesil Sisharim, that you shouldn't say, okay, so I won't be on such a high Madreg in Olam Haba, it won't bother me. He says, Madach in Olam Haza, when you see somebody has a better house, a better car, better, whatever it is, as he feels bad. It's koshkin, koshkin in the olam ha'emes. Gedah ve'in adam nichba michu pasa shal chaveroi. Mesil Sisharim learns the pachas. That mamela, we should always strive and try to achieve. Just would want to be madgish that it's not so much the point of sar, but it's kedai, every mashu of taino that you're adding is ein l'tayev, ein l'shaya, ein adoyme. It's kedai. Every mashu that you add is kol kach gadol, is kol kach kedai. Yeah. The famous mashu of the Svarim, the person who was chopping diamonds, he was given a short time. As every rega diamond is worth so much money. As every diamond is so precious. As who are they when it comes to olam haba. As Rabbi Kiva Eges Mitzayin to Tesis and Ksubis and Daf Kuv Gimel, the Tesis asks, the Gemara says on Anashim Yuchadim that they did something, that they were Mezumin La'olam Haba. And for Tesis, I call you so Yeshlam Chelek La'olam Haba. The Tesis that there's two levels. There's one level where you have to go to the Din of Gehenim and you have to get other Einshim to get to Olam Haba. Mezumin La'olam Haba means that they can get right into Olam Haba. The Sefer Teres Chaim over here adds that we find another Lashon Chazal, Ben Olam Haba. And he says the same thing, that Ben Olam Haba means that right away he gets into Olam Haba. In the Shloah Kodesh and the Pesach Einayim, which is written by the Chidah, they bring B'Shem Darizal and the Kisei Ari, that he answers Taisus Kasha V'Oifin Acher. He learns that it's Gimel Madregas in Olam Haba. Is a Madrega of Chelek L'Olam Haba, there's a Madrega of Mezumin L'Olam Haba, there's the Madrega of Ben Olam Haba. He rather says the highest level is Ben Olam Haba. However, the words they bring down from the Rizal, in order to explain it, is Chelukim in Dargas of musagim of heavy musagim of Kabbalah that are above and beyond us, as the oimik of Divrei Arizal are way above and beyond us. Levin Shvi, the side of that Arizal that we can understand even by Kipshutai, that there's different madregas and madregas yesh. As our Mishnah is being machadis kol Yisrael yesh lam chelik, the simplest level of olam haba. That could bring people to higher madrigas in Eilam Haba. It's not a knech that you see this knech at the Mashon, the Nefesh HaChayim that we're pointing out, that there's the Klalis de Eilam Haba, or madrigas and madrigas yesh. Thus is the first chelik of the Mishnah. Kol Yisrael yesh lam chelik la'olam haba. Where's the makar from a pasuk? Va'ameich kulam sadikim la'olam yeshu aretz. The shaila is eretz means eretz Yisrael. As the Rambam in Perek Gimel says that it's a mashal for olam haba. Shloach Hakadosh v'tifens the mashal. Says that everything in Olam has is a simen for Olam Haba, has a deeper meaning, a oimik to it, a ruchnistic meaning. As Eretz Yisrael is mechuvin keneged Olam Haba. As Yeshu Aretz is going on Eretz Yisrael, but Eretz Yisrael is a remez of Olam Haba. So it's Yeshu Aretz, it's a remez to Olam Haba. What's the pasuk? Va'amech kulam sadikim. As over here is a gevaldige hadgasha. You know, there are many people. And they say, you know, me, I'm not a tzaddik. I wasn't born a tzaddik. Just ask my mother. Just ask my Rebbe, my principal. They'll tell you I wasn't a tzaddik. Some people say, just ask my wife. I'm not a tzaddik. What can I do? It's upon the Mishnah, and it's coming lafuke mikulam. Ba'amech kulam tzaddikim. All of us are made from special makeup. It's called the nishmas shchelik aloi kamimal. All be'etzem tzaddikim. There isn't a yid that isn't a tzaddik. Ba'amech kulam tzaddikim. We're be'etzem b'tivah, we're made tzaddikim. If we see that we have certain yetzaharas and certain things, it's not us. Like the famous thing, Shchorani v'nova, the beginning of Shir Hashirim, Medrash says that if we do chatayim, it's the outside. So we get a little bit black, like we fall into the mud. But every yid is betzim a beautiful tzaddik. Every neshama is betzim a neshama k'taysh. And even if we see we have a lot of netiyas to do chet, but that's not me. It means I have a yetzahara. That kiyadua from the maral is the Indian of the seer that you send to Azazel, because the seer is like dama adam. And we're saying it's not really me. We're sending it to Azazel. It's not really me. There's another part that did averus, but I know the deep oimik of me is the other ser, that we're nichnas lefnayu lefnim to the kodesh kodashim. That's what the pasuk is coming to teach us, such a powerful lesson. That every yid be'etzem b'tivoy is a tzaddik. That's his mahus, that's his metzias. That's why you find many people and many stories over the times of people that went, and they were choyte, and they were choyse b'tshuva, and oifin hanifla b'yaser. Even though they were mishchasim gdeilem, abafilu hachi, they were chayzer b'tshuva, and they became tzaddikim. We tend to think, okay, it means that they changed entirely. Lefizeh name, the etz hamahus was always a tzaddik. Just there was something that covered up. Lamaisa, the etz hamahus of every year is that he's a tzaddik. As kol yisol yesh lem chelik leilam haba. Why? The pasuk that's malamid, because every yid is be'etzem a tzaddik. So we say limud l'kulanu about who we really are. This is the first chelik of the Mishnah. Kol yisol yesh lam chelik la'olam haba. Learn that from the pasuk va'amich kulam sadikim olam yeshu aretz. And then the Mishnah is mamshich, and it says one more hadgasha on the first part of the Mishnah. The lashon is kol yisrael yesh lam chelik la'olam haba. So interesting pirush and mishnayis over here. The Miri also says in the maral nimdayik on what's the hemshich ve'elu she'en lem chelik lo'olam haba. As pashtus you learn, that it means that even though the Yisrael ain lem chelik lo'olam haba. And the Rambam, if he says is Yud Gimel Ikrim, he says someone who doesn't believe in the Yud Gimel Ikrim, which are chelik of them or nisbar in the Mishnah, as he's not a Yisrael. And that's why he's ain lem chelik lo'olam haba. Lefi said the way the Pirsha Mishnayis is reading the Mishnah, call you soul yesh lam chelik lo'olam haba. Ve'elu she'en lam chelik lo'olam haba is because they're ois Yisrael. Because the chefs of Yisrael is yamaymen in gevisser emunis. If you don't have those emunis, as lav v'shem Yisrael mikri. This Pirsha Mishnayis is a oimik in how to learn the Mishnah. And it's a great sub-tight. Yeah. Yadua, the Ravid asks on the Rambam, Chushchuva Peregimel, how could the Rambam say that people, one of the Ikrei Emuna is Elusha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ein Lam Guf. The Ravid Tainas on the Rambam, there are plenty of people that learned the Pashur of Psukim, that say Hashem has a Guf. They didn't realize it was a Mashal. They did Tzadikim, they learned Torah, they do mitzvahs. Just they made a mistake in Pshat. They learned the Mikra Kepshutai. They say Ein Lam Chelek Lo Elam Haba. They didn't know better. That's like the Ravid on the Rambam. How could the Rambam say that they Ein Lam Chelek Lo Elam Haba because they don't have this emuna? That's Reb Chaim Ki Yadu. Reb Chaim Biske answered the Ravid Shaila B'Dasa Rambam. Nebuchan Api Kairis Zeichen Api Kairis. Babshan in the Rambam is not that it's a oinish because he did that veiro that he didn't have a moon in Hashem. He's not Hashem lam chelik loylam haba. Pshat in the Rambam is this is a tnai for oylam haba. The only way you could be zeicha loylam haba is if you have this emuna. On this emuna you can't be zeicha loylam haba. As if it's a oinish, as the Ravid could ask, they're shaygi. Why should they be nenas? The Rambam didn't mean it to oinish. Rambam meant it's a tnai, it's an ikar. Lefi zeh, the Rambam in Pirsha Mishnayis, it adds an extra knetch. Rambam Yad Gradus Ksas Meduik this way also, but it adds an extra knetch. The word is that the shame Yisrael needs for Olam Haba, if you don't have this emuna, la b'shem Yisrael ikri, as a mele, ein lem chelik l'Olam Haba. As Hashem will see, Dova Doime, in the Rambam, in over here, the Rambam adds that there are other Elu Shein Lam Chelik Lailam Habas that aren't in the Mishnah, Vayesh Bnei Chaber, the Rambam, the Gemara Bamitzia Nun Ches, and other Gemaras, and the Rambam in Yad, in Perigimel, lifts us a whole bunch. As Freg Taisis in Saita Dafei, why doesn't the Mishnah list off all things that are in lam chelik loylam haba? He's going on the Gemara that says Misha yesh by gaiva in afreninis l'tchias amesim. He's in lam chelik loylam haba. Why didn't the Mishnah list it off? When the Rambam says the other things in lam chelik loylam haba, the Rambam says that he talks about chatoim of midas rois, and the Rambam says that whoever is chayte with these midas rois, he's a nefesh pkuma. As being that he's a nefesh pkuma, as a mele, his nefesh is enoi roi lo elam haba. As Eidapam, you see in the Rambam the same knech, that this isn't betur oinish, no, it's a betur. He's not roi. That there could be an Einar Roy mitzad the deus of a person. That's what our Mishnah is listing off. The different kfiris or vizyenis, which is a chsarn and deus. And then the Rambam says, the Gemara adds, there's another kind of Einar Roy, Einar Roy mitzad midas. So my yitochin, ulay lefi the Rambam, a kivun, to be miyashiv, the shayla of Taisis would be, the Mishnah is lifting off the Elu Shein Lam Chelik Loilam Haba. The Mishnah is lifting off the ones that ain lem chelik loylam haba, because it's oishem Yisrael, because the koyfrim and the chsayrin is in a kriyam muna. Even the ones later on of Mevaze Torah, but it's also kilu, he's not giving the Torah kiroi, as it's also felt in his emunas in at Torah. Oiges Hashem b'Yis Yosef, he's not being mechaved the kovid Hashem kiroi, as it's also called felt in the Iker emuna. Aveinu Chinami, there's other sugim where they have Hashem Yisrael, but even though they have Hashem Yisrael, ein lam chelek loylam haba. That the Mishnah is not talking about. As we see one kavashav in the Rambam, that both in Yonu having lam chelik loylam haba is because they ain't a roi. But the Rambam's machalik them into two kinds of ain't a roi. One's ain't a roi because he's not b'shem Yisrael because it's felt in emuna, and one is because mitzad is midas is ain't a roi. So should I say the Mishnah was not talking about mitzad the midas, it was talking about mitzad the deus. Or something which is mafkia, the shame Yisrael. As what's ilu shame lim chelik loilam haba? As we already saw in that Domesh Shir, we marich that loilam haba is going on the Rambam, Wikitzer, Vamor Barichus, and the Ramban Sharagmul, and the Ramah. Emel Chelik Loilam Haba is going on the Elef Hashvi. Asim Kain, Enlam Chelik Loilam Haba means we're going on the Elef Hashvi. What does it mean, Enlam Chelik Loilam Haba? As the Ramban is Medaik the Psukim in Malachi, which is going on the Yom Din Hagadol V'Noira, it says that in Daniel also, that it says that the Rishayim will be Nenash after they come ledin to the Yom Din HaGadol V'Noira, mashma that there will be an Einish in Olam Haba, and the Lashon Ramban is the Nenish L'Doyre Doyres, meaning the Nenish for the Tkuf of Olam Haba, which is L'Netzach Netzachim. Kach is Mavur in the Rambam also, in the Cheshuvah Perek Gimel, when he brings down Elu Shein L'Mchelek L'Olam Haba, he says the Nenish L'Doyre Doyres, it's Matim that the Rambam holds, it's going the Olam Haba V'Saif. Maybe Rabbi Moshe Shapiro said over Leshem, which Gedoas from the Sefer of the Gedolei HaMekubalim, that wanted to be a Mimachadish, a grace of Chiddush, that even the Elu she'ein lam chelik loylam haba, that the Rishonim say nidin l'dayri dayris, and that's the Pashas and Lashon the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Yud Zayin also, afilu hachi b'seif, there'll be some sort of a tikkun. And b'seif, they'll come to a greater level of tikkun, because nothing is nivra in vain. It's matra a lot of pashtis to be maimed such a yisoid. The elu shein lam chelik loilam haba. Now we just mask, but what's the inyan of ein lam oilam haba? Who are they? There's a dikduk in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Min HaTorah. We can, Rashi is Medayik. This Rashi is brought down the Yad Ramah. We see Klar, it's a Rashi. Min HaTorah means that it's Nidrish Min HaTorah. Why isn't enough that he's Koyfer in Tchias HaMesim? Why does he have to be Koyfer in Tchias HaMesim Min HaTorah? As Rashi is Masbir, if his Amun is not based on the Torah, as Malon Ulum Nosai, Rimehechanu Yudei Shekeinu, as his Amun has to be Geboit on the Torah. As Rashi learns the Chiddush that you have to be Maimin Minat Torah. The Rambam just says Koyfe Betchias Amesim, he doesn't add Minat Torah. Could be the Rambam didn't have the gears of Minat Torah. A little bit of a diak like the Gears of Rashi from the Gemara. The Gemara in the Hemshich says, Tries Amesim in a Torah Minayin. Gemara on Sadik Amin Beis, come upon him. The Fi Rashi, Loch Gishmach, it's coming to be Mefarish the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that you have to have Tries Amesim in a Torah in order to, that's the Ikri Amunah, as the Gemara advises, Nu Tries Amesim in a Torah Minayin. Mar has to buy it from the Torah. Because That's Meikre Emuna. Lefirashi is a Nekuda of Chiddush because, let's say, someone has a Mesira from his parents and from their parents, it is Tchias HaMeisim, but he didn't learn yet the Gemara in Sanhedrin. He doesn't know where it's Nirmez in the Torah. He also has a din of Ein Lam Chelek La'olam Haba. As a Takavik Chiddush, Ulay Iksas Limitzchus is that whatever he gets from his parents, he believes that the makar is from the Torah. And even though they never told him where the makar min haTorah is, but being that the shayrish of the Amunah is from the Torah, as that's enough to be able to say that he has a chelik la'olam haba. Yesh lodin v'lidai. Rashi's mashma, the Amunah has to come min haTorah. What's in the code of Kfiya B'Tchiyas HaMeisim? So one of the early Kadmoinim in Achren that learns that it means, because if he's Koifer in Tchiyas HaMeisim, then he's Koifer in Schar V'Oinish, because they get Schar and Oinish is in that Zmanav after Tchiyas HaMeisim. Lididon La'atzmon, the Pashas and the Mishnah is Mashma on them. It's a Musig that he's Koifer in Tchiyas HaMeisim, not in the Musig of Schar V'Oinish. He's koif in the nest of Tchiyas HaMeisim. Chayn l'chorro. It's shan in the Gemara. The Gemara is right away. The first Gemara on the Yomid. V'kol kach lama. Why is he nenesh kol kach? I mean, if we're talking about someone that's koifer in Schar V'Einish, he's koifer in the Ikrei Amun. Of us frak the Gemara. That why is he nenesh ein lam chelek l'olam haba? I mean, if we're talking about someone who believes in Schar V'Einish, just he doesn't know there's a nest of Tchiyas HaMeisim. No, it's a little bit better than Gemara Shaila. Okay, so he doesn't know one nest of Tchiyas HaMeisim. But why does he have a Ein Loi Chelek La'olam Haba? Yishayim et Tayeg Mitzis. He believes in Hashem. He believes in Schar V'Einish. What's the Gefelech Chet? You see over here that there's a darkness of Igrei Amunah that you have to know. You have to live with Tchiyas HaMeisim. Because Elu Shein Lam Chelek Olam Haba, I mean Tchiyas HaMeisim Min HaTorah, Min Torah Min HaShamayim, Vapi Koyres. As the Etzim Musig of Vapi Koyres, the Gemara says, Kama Pshatim, Nichlal Nishem of Vapi Koyres. The Pirush HaMishnayis says, the Lashon of Vapi Koyres is Milashon Hefker. It is Mafgir in Yonei Chshuvim. He doesn't give it the proper covet. But as Hashem, when we learn the sugyas, we'll see the different pshatim in Apikairis. Rabbi Kiva Amma Afa Kairi Besvara Machitzainim. The Gemara says later on that it's Zifreitz Dukim. The senses bring that it means Svarim from Minim, Galochim, meaning Svarim Chitzainim means Svarim from churches and from things that the Koifer Bakodesh Baruch Hu. Now, Yesh Laden, what does it mean? It means somebody who's carrying the Svarim and believes in it. Or even if you're not believing in it, the Etzim Kriyas HaSvarim, that alone is Ein Lam Chelek La'olam Haba. As L'chari, the Pashti of the Mishnah would be Mashma, the Etzim Kriyas HaSvarim, Afakari Svarim Chitzainim, Koigim Kol, the Lashon of the Mishnah is Mashma, the Etzim Kriya. Boy, if we're talking about someone that was Kaifer Svarim HaChitzayim, and because of that he was Kaifer, then he's Nechlan and a Kaifer. He's an Apikairis already. As he already was Kaifer and Hashem. As what's the Chiddush of Rebbe Kiva? It makes a difference how he became a Kaifer. I mean, he's a Kaifer. L'chaira Pashtus is Mashma that even if he didn't come Lidei Kvira, that's him reading Svarim HaChitzayim already. Is a problem. Toibes Hashem, you have to see more the sugis bim kaimai. Baloiches al amaka, v'oimer kol amach l'shesanti b'mitzrayim, loy osam alecho, ki ani Hashem reifecho. As if it's a bizayin to the Torah that you're using psuki of the Torah for refuah. Habashayalom ma'af ahuiges Hashem, bois yaisav. The shaila is, what's the pshat in Hoyges Hashem Bois Yosef? Because over here, there's a big machlekes, Rashi and the other Rishonim. Machlekes is inspired Lishnayim. First, the machlekes is what shame are we talking about? Rashi, later on in Kuf Aleph, Amid Beis, and more Richos, Rashi in Avodah Zarah Yud Zayin Amid Beis, which over there the Gemara in Yud Ches also mentions, the Indian of Hoyges Hashem Bois Yosef, learns that we're talking about the shame Mem Beis. The Pirish of Hoyge is his Aisha Boy Mashu Chofetz. He uses it to do different Moisim, different Nisim. He uses it for own personal purposes. Kodim Kol, which shame are we talking about according to Rashi, the shame Membeis? What does Hoyge mean is that he misuses it for his personal purposes. This Rashi is Rashi Lashita, so you could learn that Rashi Lel and Daf Samach Amar Aleph learns the shame Amafayrish is the shame Membeis. As Lafizeh, the mit. The Mishnah says, Hoyge is a shame. Hare, which shame? There are many shamers. As Mustamer means, the shame Hamayucha, the shame Hamafurish. As Rashi learned, the shame being that Rashi Shita is the shame Hamafurish, the shame Membeis. Rashi learns it also means the shame Membeis. What does Hoyge mean? Hoyge means he used it to do Nisim. That's Rashi's shot from the Rambam. Here, Shemishnai is Taisin Avodah Zarah Yud Ches Acholik. Taisis learns that it's going in the Rambam, the Rama. They learn it's going on the Shem Dalit. Moedi Tachin is Lashitasam. They learn that the Shem Amafirish is the Shem of Dalit, of Yud Ke and Vav Ke. Thus is number one, which shame are we talking about? The shame of Dalet Oisius. Void, what's Pshat and Hoyges Hashem Bois Yosef? They learn differently. They medayik the word Bois Yosef. As they say, what it means is Lamashal, you say Yud. As you're pronouncing the Yud. As when we say over the shame, we say Yud K. If you would say right after Yud, instead of saying K, as you would say Hey, as it would be a problem, because then you're saying the Hoyge. As the Fi Zed, the Ois Yosef, means that you're saying, instead of the letter with its sound, you say the way the word Yud, the way it's spelled. Yud, Vav, Dalid, Yud. As you carry it the way it's spelled. That's called pronouncing it Kifi Ois Yosef. Taisis in Avodah Zarah Yud Ches is Grada Meduik, that he brings the Gemara Psachim, that the Gemara Psachim says that Loikishin Nikra Ani Nichta Bedarshan's the Pasik in Parshas Shmois, that the way to pronounce Hashem's name is not the way it's written. We don't pronounce it the way it's written. We pronounce it with the shame of Adnos. Taisus learns this Indian also. If somebody would say the Shem Hashem the way it's written and not with the Shem Ados, that's also called a Hoyges Hashem Bois Yosef. As the Fit Taisus, it comes out, there's two Indians in a Hoyges Hashem. Number one, saying the Oisius. Number two, saying it, reading it the way it's written. Taisus over there has a Nidin over there, and Taisus in Sukkot Daf Hei. If this problem is only all four Isis, or even two out of the Isis, two, this is a whole Dinan in Taisis. As Kaidim called, there's a Machlaikis, which shame we're talking about. Number two, there's a Machlaikis, which Avera are you doing? What are you doing? Shaila is what's the Choymer Shabai that he, in these in Yonim? As you have to say, being that it's the Shem Hashem, there's a miyuchadik choymer. It's called a bizoyin to the Shem Hashem. As anyone who's mevaza the Shem Hashem has a miyuchadik choymer. If you this tanis, ain lam chelik ba'olam haba. Then the Mishnah continues, and it says, Shloisha malochim va'arbed yaitis ain lam chelik ba'olam haba. is why does it list these people? As the Pirush Mishnayos says, even though they were chashuv people, they knew a lot of Torah, Bilam was a Navi. It's just because you know a lot of Torah and you're Navi, doesn't mean you're Rishlam Chelik Loilam Haba. That's the Hadgasha. Tzadik Yedarkei B'Kodesh says that the reason why the minyan is Zion is because we know that the Iker Sfiras, the Sfiras of Tachtonis, are Zion, there's 10 Sfiras. But the Anhagas of Oilam Bikers with the Zion Midas Tachtonis. As a Melo, you have Zion Ryan, Zion Ushpiza Mansukka, Zion Yemois Asfira, Zion Days in a Week, Zion Shonim of Shemitah. The Oilam is Elef Ashvi, it's connected to Zion Spheres. As the Fiza, the Shloisha Malachim and Arbed Yetis means that there are 7 kinds of Averis, 7 kinds of Pgamim. And each one was connected another gam. As that's why it lists off Spadafka 7 to say that this is the shlemus, the different aspects that you could have. All 7 of them were in these people. And in the avlukulam, there's some people that are achitofel, there's some people that lose the chelek and olam haba, some people lose a dayag dik, some people lose a bilam dik. And that's the avodah of the 7 days of Sfira, 7 weeks of Sfira, that we should be oiker the midas rice of these people and the munas rice of these people. That we should be zeicha to matan Torah, which is kol, was given on Yom Nun, which is kol, which olam haba is the olam hanikra kol. We shouldn't have these things that are shein lam chelik lo olam haba. That's why it's bedafka with 7. Fragdi Gemara, Mekol Kach Lama, Tana Hu Koifer B'Tchias Amazim, Nafikach Lo Yele Chelik B'Tchias Amazim, Shekol Midoisu Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mide Keneged Mida. As the Rishonim bring a raya from here to what Olam Haba means in the Mishnah. Hare he's Ein Lam Chelik Lo Olam Haba, we're not saying Ein Lo Chelik. The Mishnah is saying Eilam Chelik Loilam Habas. What Shaykhus is Eilam Haba the Trias Amesim? It's like the Ramban, the Ran, the Rama. And over here is a Raya that when we're talking about Eilam Haba, we're talking about the Eilam Haba, which is Darkon Shal Trias Amesim. You did Trias Amesim, you Zeich it to that Eilam Haba. It's Kodum Kol, it's a Raya that we're not talking about the Eilam Lachran Hashamas. That has nothing to do with Trias HaMesim. Avavoid, Zariah, we're not talking about Stam Yimois HaMashiach. Zariah, that we're talking about the Olam Haba of Elef HaShvi, which that comes L'Achar HaTrias HaMesim. And the Yad Ramah, yeah, it's an interesting question. He asked, if the reason is because he was Koifer B'Trias HaMesim, he shouldn't be Zeicher B'Trias HaMesim. Frag the Yad Ramah, what will be a person who's Koifer B'Trias HaMesim? And he never died. He was alive when Mashiach came. How could he say, Zein L'Chelek Lo Olam Haba, because he was Koifer B'Trias HaMesim, we won't be Zeicher B'Trias HaMesim. There are people that can go to Olam Haba without ever dying. L'Chelek. If we're talking about the Trias HaMesim of Elef Shvi, and Ma's going to feed the sheet is like we saw in that Dhamma, there's 2 Trias HaMesim. The first Trias HaMesim is not for the Olam Haba. The second Trias HaMesim is Olam Haba. But if we're going for the Trias HaMesim of Olam Haba, Zoktayad Ramas, then the Gemara, this question is Miyushev. Because there is no person that could get to Olam Haba without dying first. Because Elef HaShvi, Hashem destroys the world and recreates it. As every person has to die, Kilu, to get there. As Mimele, if he was a Kofer in Trias HaMesim, he won't be Zeichel at Trias HaMesim. Maisa in the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin, he's mashma that there are people that Sadiqim Gdolim, they won't have to die to be Zeicha from Olam Haba. They go straight in from Yemois HaMashiach to Olam Haba. It's either it's a machlekes, or maybe there are exceptions to the rule. But the standard person, this is the standard procedure. A If you learn that it's going on the first Tchias HaMesim, then it's Shver. L'chayra, where the Mishnah is going on Olam Haba, not on Yemois HaMashiach. But if you learn this two Tchias HaMesim, like we show in Rav Sadi Gon and Rav Haigoin, Azim Kain, as why if he's covering Tchias HaMesim, he can't be Zeicher L'Olam Haba. Well, if he's there, you could be Miyasher, Boif, and Kal, and Enochinami, meaning Efsher, the first Triasam Mason, meaning Efsher Enochinami, the first Triasam Mason of Yemois HaMashiach, he won't be Zeichet to also. But the Mishnah is talking about the second Darg of Olam Haba, Lefid Ramah. The only way to be Zeichet to that Olam Haba is with the Triasam Mason. As Triasam Mason is Zeichet Timser to Olam Haba. That's what the Ramah says. That's a yishuv to the other shittas too. As come to chayis in this gemara, what you buy from all rishonim is the way to get to olam haba is tchias hamesim. Now state in the gemara, the male of somebody who's kafa with tchias hamesim can't be zayfa to olam haba. The gemara continues in the Gemara on Tzadik Amid Beis. The Gemara brings down Minayin L'Tchias HaMesim Min HaTorah, and it says V'nasim Imenu Tchumas Hashem L'Aron HaKohen. V'Aron, did he come to Eretz Yisrael? No. It must be Shekodesh Baruch was also L'Hachis Yisrael V'Noistin Loi Tchuma. Frag the Ramah Shaila. The Gemara in Baba in Brachas Daf Yud Zayin, the famous Gemara says, "Lailam haba in achila rishtia." Azim Kain, how could the Gemara say, bring a riot from Tchias HaMesim, that Aaron's going to get truma? Array, if we're talking about the Tchias HaMesim, "Lailam haba," array, the Tchias HaMesim, "Lailam haba," is the tkufa vein achila rishtia, like the Gemara in Brachas of Daf Yud Zayin. As what are you giving him shuma for? There's not going to be a chila v'shtia to eat shuma b'chlal. Zog di yad ramah enochinami. Meaning, the Gemara is dashing the first Tchias HaMesim that happens in Yemois HaMashiach. And if you see this ramah, that is two Tchias HaMesims. We're talking about the first Tchias HaMesim that'll be in Yemois HaMashiach. The Mishnah is handling the second one. Of Olam Haba. It's besaid, the Gemara is just bringing a raya that there is a musig of Tchias HaMesim, but the different targas and the different madregas of Tchias HaMesim that the Gemara is not handling with. As long as you have a raya that there is a musig of Tchias HaMesim in a Torah, thus is Ginug. The Fidashitas that learned that there is one Tchias HaMesim, L'Choira, Kenis Mashman Nirmban, we saw in Shara Gmul, as L'Chayra the Kivun is that you have to say that even though the Tchias HaMesim is La'olam Haba, over that Madrega of Ki'ilu Imo Yachila V'Shtia, that doesn't happen Miyad. That happens in the Hemshech HaZman. Then the Gemara then says that you learn out from this Pasuk Nacha Locha that Minayim she'ein noisen shuma l'koyin am ha'aret sh'nema v'oma la'am l'yoshu yushalayim man yaziku v'tayres Hashem. As in the Gemara over here, it dashens it on the pasuk of shuma, it says shuma. In the Gemara in Chulin and Daf Kuf Lamed, the girsa is on kol matanis. As Tosis medayik the Gemara over there in Tosis in Achinami, it's a din in kol matanis also. That the reason why the Gemara says Chuma over here is number one, the drush is by Chuma. Could be the Shada Shava Lekulam, but the drush is by Chuma. But number two, the Gemara says two timing for this din. One is Laman Yechziku B'Tayres Hashem, that the purpose of giving Chuma to the Kayin was that he should learn Torah. As he should have panos to learn Torah, as then you only give it to Kahanim, Tamidei Chachamim. That's It's like the Rambam in Seif Shemitah V'Yovel, the famous Rambam. And whoever learns Torah, you learn out from the Kohenim, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to the Kanim, Shumas, and Matnas Kuna Kadeh that they should learn. And you learn out from there, everyone who's Makabal on himself to learn Torah, Hashem will be Mazmin him Kesef. As that time is not only by Chuma, that time is by Uman, the Sukuna, like it's Mavur and the Rambam. The Gemara in the Hemshech says another time. The Gemara says, because it's Gilu Noisnoi Lari, that maybe he'll eat it Bituma. As the Issa Bituma is only by Chuma, by other Matanas like Zeroya, Lechaim, and Keva, the Rabbi Chulin, that there's no Issa to be Metamet. As Kum Techois, the second time of the Gemara is even by Chulin. It's only by Chuma. As Lefi Zed, it's good why he only mentions Chuma, being that this one time that the Gemara gives, the second time that the Gemara gives, is only by Chuma. Yeah. Gemara then goes on and brings other drushes for Trias Amesa. As one of the drushes that the Gemara brings, Shalominim is Reb Gamliel, Minayin Shakadosh Baruch Hu Machayim Mesim, and it says, Min HaTorah, Min HaNaviim, Min HaKesuvim. As the place, Min HaNaviim, the Sivayu Mesecha Nevelosi, Yikumu Nikitsu Rai Nishach Yacha, Kital Aris Talecha, Ve'eretz Ephayim Tapil. As the Gemara in Ksubis, and Daf Kuf Yud Aleph says, Del Tal Iris is going on Torah. As Lefiza, you could say that not only is over here a remez for Trias HaMesim, but in the remez Gufa Ligs, what's the reason why a person will be Zeicha to Trias HaMesim? The way a person will be Zeicha to Trias HaMesim is through Limud HaTorah, because Torah is a Tal, which is Mechaya person. As over here is Meramez, famous Gwarim Ksubis, so Amaratzim are not going to become the Trias HaMesim, but Nichol Amari Lamei Mahachi, so Gwarim finds them a Takana to be Mechazik Torah, and to help Talmidei Chachamim. It's Kum Techois that you need the Arav Torah for Trias HaMesim, Lashteta. As not only do we have a Makar over here to Trias HaMesim, we have a chetim say how to be zeicha b'tchias amesim. V'imkinim advarim, you could be mazbin another drasha, the Gemara also. The Gemara darshan zeh from a pasuk in Veschanon. V'atam ha'bekim b'ashem lechigam chayim kulchem hayoyim. Ma'ayom kulchem chayim af lo elam hava kulchem kayomim. As you could be moisif over there also. The mucker that tells us Trias HaMesim is Gufa telling us how to be Zeich in Trias HaMesim. What's the way to be Zeich in Trias HaMesim? Atem advekim b'Hashem alakechem chayim kulchem hayoyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is chay v'kayim l'olam l'netzach nitzachim. Olam haba is nenem yizev ha'shchina. As a person whose whole life he's dovek b'Hashem. Atem advekim b'Hashem alakechem chayim kulchem hayoyim. V'zel b'zeicha l'tchias ha'mesim. V'shat m'siyos yisharim, where he learns that the ikar of every mitzvah is dveikas b'kadosh baruch hu. As we were put in this world to be dovek b'Hashem. Ayidei that which we're dovek b'Hashem, we're zeicha to be dovek in kadosh baruch hu is chai v'kayim la'olam ha'dovek b'dovek nasik ha'maisai. At chelek of the dovek b'dovek nasik ha'maisai is a medrash. It's not Madgish, we're just adding the Medrash. As Mimele, the Chos that in two of the Psukim that we have is not only Limudim that there is Trias HaMesim, but we could also learn out how every person could be Zeicha to reach this Madrega of Trias HaMesim, to be Zeicha, the Schara Godol of the Asid Lavoi. Gemara then continues, and the Gemara darshins, Nachum Makar, Ikaris, Anefesh, Ahi, Avoyne Boy, Ikaris, Tikaris, Boylam Haze, Avoyne Boy, Laimas, Loylam Haba. The Ramban al Torah explains the drasha that Avoyna Bo is mashma. In the Zman of Olam Haba, he'll get the Oynish of Avoyna Bo. That was the Makoto we said the Ramban in the Mishnah. There are people that will be getting Oynishim even in the Kufa of Olam Haba. So this drasha of the Gemara. The Gemara brings one man the Yomar. Yeah, Ikaris, Tikaris, Ikaris Bailam Hazet, Ikaris Lailam Haba, Divrei Rabbi Kiva. If he's it, you see that there's two dargas of Krisus. There's a Krisus Bailam Hazet, and there's a Krisus of Bailam Haba. This Kiyadua, this Gemara is where the Ramban uses to answer a famous question. Ramban asks that you see, Ramban al Torah on this pasuk, you see that there are people that are Rishayim and they live very long and they're not Nichras. They were Oivan Krisus. It says only a person who's Zeicha, he gets his Einish Ba'ilam Hazah. But for some people, there's a Krisus Me'ilam Haba. That's his Einish. Like you see over here, there's a Musig of Krisus Me'ilam Haba too.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.